What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled The Conquest of Washington, D.C. is going to be far, far easier than the conquest of Mecca. So I wanted to shoot this video while I'm standing outside the White House over there, but I decided to start the video early because I want to show you this war memorial, and I'm gonna read it for you. Okay, guys, in their devotion, their valor, and in the loyal fulfillment of their obligations, the officers and men of the American Expeditionary Forces have left a heritage of which those who follow may ever be proud of. So this is a memorial to all the people who died fighting for, let's keep it 100, Zionist, okay? All these war memorial guys, they all died in vain. You know, 100 years ago, they were told, you're the bestest, you're the greatest, and now look at them. Feminists run the country. Dirty Jews are literally destroying us from within. Colored people run amok. Can you imagine just 80 years ago, this was the greatest country in the face of the planet, just 80 years ago, and now look at us. We're a joke. Blue-haired feminist in power, Jews murdering us, taking our money, living their best life with it. Colored people murdering, raping, burn, loot, murder, you know, Black Lives Matter. These people died in vain, okay? World War I Memorial, these people died in vain. World War II, pretty much, guys, everything from the Civil War onwards, people died in vain, okay? Civil War, World War I, World War II, Vietnam War, Middle East War, Afghan War, whatever war we have going on and will have in the future, obviously, people in this country have died in vain for over 160 years. All these people have died in vain in the name of Satanism, whether it's through feminism, whether it's through Zionism. People have been dying for over 160 years in the name of Satanism, and we are now seeing the culmination of that Satanism right over there, guys. That is the White House, okay? That's where the Dajjal is. That's where the Antichrist is. That's where the Great Deceiver is. And the reason why I wanted to start the video early on is because I want everybody watching this video to be selfish. Let me tell you one more time. I want everybody watching this video to be selfish. Because if you are selfless, you're gonna end up like these guys who died in vain. From the Civil War to this very day, all these people you see, all these people died in vain. At the end of the day, the communist, the feminist, the Chi-Coms, the niggers, the Jews took over. At the end of the day, every war in the past 160 years was in vain. These people lost their life for absolutely nothing other than furthering Satanism. And this is really the point of this video, is that you guys watching this video, do not sacrifice your life. You are too good to be sacrificed. I remember I was in, again, look at that, guys. It all goes back to Pharaoh. Everything goes back to Pharaoh, you know. That's how it is. It all goes back to Pharaoh. So, as you guys can see, White House over there, or whatever the hell there is. Military presence over here. No, it's not even military. It's regular police. Nothing fancy. Nothing fancy. We're gonna walk around the park. We're gonna do MGTOW walk and talk shit, like Kendall Reagan says. So, food truck over there. I want to know if the food trucks need a special permit to park out here. If not, I'll probably get my food truck from Florida up here just so I can say, hey, Egyptian shawarma was in Washington, D.C., you know? So, getting back to the point of this video, guys, where I told you that, again, look at this. Does this look like fucking National Guard, SBU bullshit? No, look at it, guys. Absolutely nothing, dudes. Like, no, just another regular day. Just like I was here 6 years ago, guys. It's the same damn thing from 6 years ago, guys. Nothing changed. It's all one big lie. It's all fake and gay, like TFM said. So, you guys watching this video, you gotta understand, as MGTOWs, you are elite. You are the elite of society. You are the aristocracy of society. You do not throw your lives away for goitards. That's why God created the goyim. He created goyim so they can be used as cannon fodder. You have to understand, dude, the average blue pillar, their life is pointless, okay? All they're good at is being a cog in a system, and that cog can easily be replaced, okay, guys? You know, the truck driver can be replaced, the guy working at Microsoft, he can be replaced. You know, there's nothing special about the average goitard or blue pill normie or dipshit normies, as TFM likes to call them. They're not special, you know? And these people, you can sacrifice them. It's perfectly fine. You can sacrifice them all day, every day, you know? Like the 2 million people who died in the Ukraine war. Is humanity missing out on anything? No, it's not, you know? So you can actually sacrifice probably a good person of society, and we're not missing out on anything other than being useless eaters, you know, who consume. You're really not missing out on anything when it comes to sacrificing dipshit normies or goitards, as I like to call them, okay? So going back to what I was saying, back in high school I was doing a history class, and the lady was talking about this young soldier who got drafted in World War I, and he was a high IQ chemist. And I remember her teacher, she was female, she said, this is why smart people shouldn't go to war. Had that guy lived, you know, had he survived World War I or didn't go to war, he would have done amazing accomplishments in fucking, I don't know, chemistry or medicine or some dumb shit like that. The point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that if you're watching this video, you are too good to be used as cannon fodder, okay? That again, that's why God created goitards for, or if you want to call them chattel or cattle or whatever, right? Who cares, you know? Again, at the end of the day, 80% of the people on this planet, at the end of the day, their lives are meaningless, okay? At the end of the day, they can all go bye-bye, and you may, other than them, you know, buying through consumption and debt, their lives are meaningless, okay? So that's the White House over there. You're not gonna see Trump or anybody. They're all on fucking vacation again. See, this is one of the reasons why I want to become a politician, guys. I want to become a politician so I can get health care, paid vacations, fucking vacations that are like half the year, shit like that. Again, guys, we as MGTOWs, we are elitist. We are the aristocracy of society. We are the ulema. Ulema is Arabic for the knowledgeable people. The word alumni, like Harvard alumni, that comes from the Arabic word ulema. Ulema again means the knowledgeable ones, okay? We MGTOWs, we are the ulema of society. This is why, A, we shouldn't sacrifice ourselves, and B, we should rule over these goyim. Which brings me back to the point of the video, is that the conquest of Washington, D.C., you know, the conquest of all this is gonna be easier than the conquest of Mecca. For those of you who don't know, the conquest of Mecca is when the Prophet Muhammad finally got all the Arab tribes united under the Muslim banner, and they marched on Mecca and turned it into a Muslim city, and thus turning the Arabian Peninsula into a divine holy land. The conquest of Washington, D.C. is actually going to be far, far easier than that for two reasons. Reason number one, Trump is a retarded idiot. And reason number two, we MGTOWs are better than him, okay? So at the end of the day, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. All government is, it's all a popularity contest. Why did AOC win? She's a Puerto Rican bimbo, okay? She's a fucking bar girl. Why did she become fucking Congress? It's because she was hot and young. That's all there is to it, dudes, you know? Why is Mamdani, that sworn communist, why is he gonna win New York City? It's because he's a Chad Preet, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, this is a popularity contest, and if it's not a popularity contest, it's really who you hate less. Like, for example, why did that genocidal maniac, Randy Fine, why did he win the District 6 congressman seat a couple of months ago? Because the people there hated Democrats so much that they voted for Randy Fine simply because he was Republican. So, in order for you to rule this country and rule from over there, the White House, it's either a popularity contest where you're hotter than your opponent, or B, they hate your opponent so much that they're gonna vote for you out of spite. That's how you rule America, guys, okay? And again, look at this, guys. Like, they were, you call this a security? Come on, man. LAX has more security than this. This is nothing. Look at the food trucks over there. Come on. Seriously, guys? Seriously? Fucking Trump is over there. Fucking secure. Fucking food truck over there. I'm gonna pass by the food trucks. I wanna know if they need a permit to be out there or not. Sell fucking ice creams. Let me pass by them. I'm not gonna ask them. I'm just gonna pass by. See if they have any permits or anything. I think it's the first person who shows up with a food truck. Oh, look at that. Diversity right there, dudes. Did you see that, guys? Come on, man. People like that are taking over this country, dude. Like, come on, dudes. So, the reason why the conquest of Washington, D.C. is going to be a lot easier than the conquest of Mecca is, again, it all goes back to popularity contest. It all goes back to how much you hate the other team. It has nothing to do with policy. It has nothing to do with anything. I mean, if you guys think about it, right? Yeah, these people ain't selling shit, dude. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I'd rather have a restaurant in Colombia than fucking come out here like a Roman gypsy, set up my food truck, and just wait outside like, over here, sir. You want a sample, sir? Fuck that shit. You know? So, going back to what I was saying, here in America, guys, it's all about, it's all a popularity contest, okay? It's either a popularity contest, a contest of who's hotter, like AOC or Mom Danny, even though their policies are catastrophic, or if you just hate the other side so much that you're gonna vote for somebody like Randy Fine, who is a genocider, psychopath, and all sorts of horrible person, okay? So, you guys gotta understand this really good. At the end of the day, guys, we as MGTOWs, we wanna be the hidden hand. Yeah! I want to be the hidden hand. Do you guys think I wanna be the face of the government? Hell no, motherfucker! I'd much rather be boinking Yogi Obe's fine ass mom and let fucking Coach Bitch Pill get all the heat for whatever failures and shortcoming the government is liable for. I don't want to be the face of the government, guys. You know, you and I, we gotta be more like Satan. Like, at the end of the day, people look at Trump, people look at Vance, people look at Netanyahu. Nobody looks at Satan and be like, hey, Satan, we know you run this shit. No. Why? Satan really is the invisible hand, but he puts people like Trump, Vance, Mamdani, Randy Fine in charge. And quite frankly, this is what we MGTOWs need to do. We need to put people in charge who sing to our tune, and that way they get the heat, not us. You guys have to understand, a lot of people out there, they want fame, they want money, they want fame and money, okay, guys? And they will sell their soul to the lowest bidder, okay? So what we MGTOWs should do, we should do what APEC does. We should create our own super pack. We'll call it Sunshine and Puppies. And we just buy politicians. That's pretty much our menu right here. They're running on a 3600 watt generator. Not bad, dudes. Damn, it's all fucking run by chinks. Chinks and Koreans. Yeah, guys. I would much rather own a couple of restaurants in Colombia than fucking drive around like a Roman gypsy in a fucking food truck, you know. I think I have a little bit more dignity, integrity, and honor than being like a lowly food truck operator. Here, sir. You want a free sample, sir? Fuck that shit. Look at the plane over there. You know, they follow the Potomac River and then they land at Dulles. Yeah, those prices are good. Combo like $15, that's not bad. Those are actually good prices, by the way. But honestly, guys, I either prefer to eat in a restaurant or I prefer to get order from a drive-thru and eat in my car. That's really what I prefer, guys, you know. If you get food from a food truck, obviously they don't have seating and shit like that. So that's why, you know, that's why I'm way more interested in getting rid of the food truck. You know, guys, if I can get rid of the food truck for like $30,000, I'd take all that money, I'd put it into Colombia, I'd probably open 3 more restaurants over there, and then that's gonna be that for me. Like, honestly, guys, I would not recommend anybody to do food trucks, okay? It's okay to do a food truck in the beginning to test out your concept, yes? But once your concept has been proven, throw the food truck in the garbage can and get yourself a real restaurant, you know. Again, it's okay to have a food truck to test out your concept. But once you realize that your concept is proven and it's profitable, sell it. Even if you sell the food truck at a loss, sell it and open a real restaurant. Okay, guys? Food trucks are not a replacement to a restaurant, okay? You can have a food truck if your restaurant offers on-site catering. Yes, you can have a food truck for that, but if you have the option between having a food truck and having a real restaurant, always take the real restaurant. Like, all the people I know who had food trucks and they had successful food trucks, the minute that they can afford a restaurant, a real restaurant, obviously, they dump the food truck and they don't look back, okay? Anyways, so let me get back to the point of this video. Again, guys, where's the military presence at? Where's the National Guard at? Where's the F-35 flying overhead, man? Where's all that stuff that Taco was telling us? You know, he took over DC. Police are all over the place. Again, guys, it's all one big Hollywood production. And they don't want you to learn about the Epstein files. That's really what it comes down to, guys, you know. They want you to forget about the Epstein files. And you will. So, you guys out there watching this video, don't sacrifice yourself. Don't be Captain Save-A-Ho. Don't be like, oh, I gotta sacrifice myself. I gotta go to war. We gotta fight them over there so they don't fight us over here. Fuck all that shit. And if you guys think about it, like, I mean, what's the irony, right, guys? The irony is you got Trump saying, oh, we're fighting them over there so they don't fight us over here. Motherfucker, we're right over here. Your house is like 50 feet that way, motherfucker. Plus, I'm running for a U.S. House of Representatives. So not only are we here, we're actually going up against you, dumb bitch. But again, this is why the conquest of Washington, D.C. is going to be a lot easier than the conquest of Mecca. Simply because Donald Trump is a fucking moron, you know. And his followers are even bigger retards. So, at the end of the day, guys, and look, the police over there, man, they're just on their cell phones, you know. Nothing is going to happen. Again, 85% of people on this planet, their lives are meaningless. Their lives are pointless. They're easily interchangeable with a fucking AI or a robot, okay? Like, 80% of these people, 80% of the people walking this planet, AI and robot can take their place. I mean, think about it, guys. If you have AI and robots that can grow food, that can manufacture, you know, and then just have a couple of people here and there to, like, fucking, I don't know, maintain the robots and do the stuff that robots can't do, would you really need people to be around at that point? You know, again, personally, I think the earth is too populated. A lot of genetically inferior people around. That's a problem, you know. Too many genetically inferior people alive. I don't like that. That's one of the reasons why I want to live in, like, Eastern Europe, somewhere in Latvia, by the Russian border, where all the people are fucking tall, they're all fucking Vikings. None of this short, brown, and fugly shit we got here in America now, you know. Fuck that shit, you know. So, what I want you guys to really understand, other than be selfish, do not sacrifice yourself. Other than that, what I really want you guys to understand is that at the end of the day, just buy politicians. Again, if we did have the financial power that the Jews have with AIPAC, we can be buying politicians left and right. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the day, fucking George Soros and his family Nobody says, oh yeah, man, it's George Soros' son's fault. We don't even know the name of George Soros' son. But you know what? George Soros' son, he puts Vance, he puts Trump in power. And then we curse Trump, we curse power, we curse, you know, Trump, we curse come bucket Harris. But these are really not the policymakers. These are really not the power, okay? These are nothing more than a bunch of fucking failed actors, really. But at the end of the day, we get mad at Trump, we get mad at come bucket Harris. We get mad at J.D. Vance, we get mad at insert any politician, but the reality of the matter, the people who really run these politicians, they are the invisible hand. And that's what I want you guys to be. I want you to be the invisible hand, okay? I want you to be the power that's behind the supposed power. I wonder what that building is. What's that building? Library of Congress? Let's find out. What's that building? See? It's all fucking going back to Rome. Rome and the Greeks, man. It's all based on Satanism. Okay, what's that building? Somebody tell me, what's that building? Department of Commerce. Okay. So that's the Department of Commerce right there. Let's see, what does it say? Let us raise a standard to which the wise and honest can repair. Washington. See, that's a MGTOW quote right there. The wise and honest can repair. Now again, how you and I repair is that we take power, and then whoever we buy off, they'll do the dirty work for us, you know? That's how you repair, guys. Never, ever be that person in front of the TV, okay? You don't want to be that person. People can say, oh, that's why my social security is going down. That's why my, I don't know, fucking back aches, you know? You always want to be the real power behind the fake power. This is why I tell you guys out there watching this, I don't think you can go in here or something. Oh, well, I'm just walking outside, so, you know. I mean, think about it, dudes. Like, the greatest threat to Donald J. Trump is like walking outside his fucking house, you know? And we are a threat to Donald J. Trump for one thing and one thing only. We say the truth. We come out and we tell Goyim to their face, hey man, listen, you're fucking retarded. For your own good, you need to be enslaved. Now, I know some of you guys are thinking and saying, yo, Amr, if we come out and say to the average goitard or dipshit normie or blue pillar, and we tell them to their face, you're dumb, you're stupid, for your own good, you need to be enslaved, you're going to be like, fuck you. While that is true, you guys have to understand this really good. You see, when everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy, people can be obnoxious. People can think, oh yeah, well, you can't tell me what to do. But God in the Quran says, when people go out to sea and then the storm takes place, everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody submits themselves to God when they are in a storm out in the seas. But when they get back to dry land, they're like, Allahu now? So we Mikdal are gonna shine when things get so bad that the average goitard is not gonna have any other alternative. Like TFM said, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, that's when people are gonna take drastic measures. I've said this, I'm gonna say this before, and I'm gonna say this again. The MGTOW party I created, it's not for this current world order. It's for Ulama Ba. It's for the world to come. Okay, guys? So you guys need to understand, and understand this really good, is that I'm not planning for this current world order. I'm planning for Ulama Ba. I'm planning for the world to come when, again, things are gonna be so bad that the goitards will have no choice but to back MGTOW. It's either us or you're gonna be dead, homeless, or imprisoned, okay? So once people support MGTOW, not because they like us, but simply because it's either us or you're gonna be dead, homeless, or imprisoned, then that's when we can buy off other people. You want to call them Republican, you want to call them Democrats, I don't care. Do you think George Soros gives a flying fuck about Democrats and Republicans? No, he doesn't. At the end of the day, he knows both of these people, because they want money, they want fame, they're going to be subservient to their money master. So like the Rothschild said, guys, I care not who makes the laws. As long as I control the money, I control the law makers. And this is what I want everybody here to understand. If you control the money, you control the people in charge. They become your puppet, okay? So I'm gonna walk toward the White House once I get the green light. Okay, if everybody's doing it. There's no, again, guys, fucking red light. Nope, where's the police at? Where's the police at, man? Where's the police at, dudes? Where's the canines? Where are the howitzers? Where are the F-35s flying overhead? You know, again, look at this, dudes. Look at this. Look at this. Guys, I actually saw more military prisons when I was here fucking 6 years ago than now. Well, look at this. And, you know, what happened in the past 6 years? Scamarona. So the US government knows that at the end of the day, the average goitard is A, gonna go along, and B, they ain't gonna do shit, okay? This is what I want you guys to understand. The average goitard, or dipshit normally, as TFM likes to call them, they ain't gonna do shit. As long as they have food to eat, place to sleep, and a little fun on the weekend, that's all the average goitard cares about. You know, bread and circus. That's all the goitards care about. Bread and circus. Okay, guys? So as long as we can give them bread and circus, that's really all that matters when it comes to the goitards, dudes. Again, they don't care who rules over them. Democrats, Republicans, Satans, an orangutan from Lion Country Safari, they don't care. So, you guys out there, you gotta stop overthinking the common man, okay? The common man is a blue pillar. The common man is a normie. Is that the White House? No, that's the Treasury Department. If that's the Treasury Department, where the hell is the damn White House at? Shit, I've been walking around like an idiot and I haven't been to the damn White House yet. Maybe it's around the corner. Is that the White? No, that's the Capitol Hill over there. I was there like an hour ago. Fuck that shit. Damn it. Where's the White House at? Okay. 1600 Pennsylvania Boulevard. Where am I? Where's the White House? It's getting kind of hot. There we go again with Abraham Lincoln. See? Ever since that nigger took power 160 years ago, this country's been going to hell in a handbasket. Yep. Abraham Lincoln, he fucked us up, dudes. Pennsylvania. Well, okay, where's the White House at? Okay, the Capitol, okay. Okay. I think I am here. Why financial to the White House? Where the White House at? God damn it. I thought that was the White House. Apparently that's the motherfucking Treasury. Shows how much I know. The smell of wood. Damn, it's getting kind of hot in here. Where's the White House at? Damn it. I'd much rather be doing DoorDash, making that DoorDash money, than fucking trying to find out where the White House is. Okay, that's the Department of Treasury. It says the Department of Treasury, but you know what? The Department of Treasury, who runs our money? Federal Reserve, run by a bunch of dirty Jews. That's why we're going to hell in a handbasket. We let fucking dirty Jews run our country. Oh well. See, things are gonna get really bad, where again, eventually the average goitard is gonna have no choice. Again, guys, once people find themselves either dead, homeless, or imprisoned, then that's when they're gonna start supporting MGTOW. They're gonna start supporting us because they have no other choice, you know? And like they say in the Batman movie, quit while you are ahead, otherwise you will get to live long enough to see that you are the bad guy. So once we MGTOWs become victorious, then we immediately want other people to step in our place. That way we don't become the bad guys in the long run. You want to be like the Freemasons. You want to be the hand, the hidden hand. That's what you want to be. You want to be the hidden hand, okay, guys? Where's the White House at? Where's the White House at? Walking around like an idiot all day. Where's the White House at? Hey, how far is the... Okay, 1500. Okay, the White House is on 1600... Where's the motherfucking White House at? Okay. Look, I see the White House Visitor Center. Okay. Visitor Center is over there. Okay, where's the fucking White House at? Sweet Jesus. Where the motherfucking White House at? I'm not gonna stop this video and do another video just to get on Google Maps to find out where the White House is at. Fuck that shit. I know it's around here somewhere. Where the motherfucking White House at? Maybe I should ask somebody. Where the White House at? That's not the White House. Okay, Pennsylvania, 1500. Where the White House at? I feel like an idiot walking around here. Okay, so there's a giant penis. Okay, where is the White House over there somewhere? Maybe they have the White House blocked off. Maybe that's what's up. Maybe the White House is blocked off. Okay, maybe they really do have the... Maybe they do, okay. Yeah, I think they probably have the White House blocked off. Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking jump fences or stop the video, start a new video to find out where the White House is at. Fuck that shit. I'm getting tired. I'm getting thirsty. I'm getting sweaty. I'd much rather be doing DoorDash. And... Okay, so the White House Visitor Center is that way, but we were already that way. That's the Milken Center over there. For advancing the American dream. Yeah, the American dream is to take your money and go overseas. Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West and fuck hot bitches. Or in the case of Coach Bitchpill, traps and Thai ladyboys. Okay, where the fuck is that? Oh, okay, so this is the White House Visitor Center. Oh, they want you to buy some crap. Okay, guys, so apparently we can't visit the White House, which is fine, I don't care. The White House is probably down there somewhere. They probably got it fucking cordoned off. That's fine, I don't care. I don't care. I'm gonna be finishing this video in the next couple of minutes, guys. It's fucking getting hot, getting humid. I'm getting thirsty. Talking a lot. My battery pack is dying, I think. So if my battery pack dies, I'm not gonna know where the hell I parked my car. Let's take a look. Okay, Washington's oldest salon, okay? Alright, guys. Not bad. Prices ain't bad. $20 for a burger. Not bad, guys. I have to admit, guys, as a restaurant owner myself, these prices, I mean, yes, they're a little bit more than normal, but fuck it. I mean, this is the oldest salon in Washington, D.C., open until 2 a.m. Omelets, you know these prices, you know, they want to keep, you know, they want to keep the niggers out. That's what's up. They want to keep the niggers out. I don't blame them, guys. They want to keep the niggers out. Yeah, those prices overall, they're not bad, you know, for a nigger. They ain't coming here. Hamilton, the live. Yeah, nobody's going to fucking theaters anymore. Ain't nobody doing this shit. Fucking, it's all fucking YouTube and Instagram nowadays. I'm going downhill a little bit. The wind picked up, the breeze picked up. Feels a little bit better. All I need is some water. I got some water in the car. It's probably gonna be hot as hell right now, but it is what it is. So, yeah, guys, I'm just gonna give you a little bit tour of Washington, D.C. Ain't no ho gonna be a director. I'm sorry. They ain't gonna let you be a director, honey. Sober. Sober for anybody to be a director. Yeah, those days are gone and they ain't coming back. Like the Hollywood I saw, that's not coming back. All right, who's here? Okay, which VIP is here? There's a VIP around here somewhere. Okay, White House, this way. I swear I was here a couple of minutes ago. Telling you guys, it's all fucking chinks and Indians. That's what sucks. It's all chinks and Indians. Yeah, that big tower over there, guys, that penis-shaped tower, that goes back to Faraon, that goes back to Pharaoh. You know, those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. This is really not our fight. It's not my fight. It's not your fight. Our job, really, guys, is to Frederick Douglass. You know, after you guys got rid of fucking slavery, you should have like forced all the black people to go back to Africa. Now, the only way to get rid of black people is, I don't know, dudes, when shit hits the fan, black people are gonna be a problem, dude. You know, Jewish power can be taken away, woman rights can be taken away, but black people, like TFM said, if they fucking chimp out, you know, drastic times call for drastic measures, I guess. So it is what it is. All I know is I'll be living my best life overseas with Yogi Obe's fine ass mom. I'm still trying to figure out where the hell the fucking White House is. That's not the White House, that's the fucking Treasury. We came to that conclusion. Where's the White House at? 1400 Pennsylvania. I mean, if the White House Visitor Center is that way, you know what? If everybody's breaking the damn light, I'm doing it. Fuck that shit. Again, where's the motherfucking police at? You know, that's the Capitol Hill down there. We were there earlier today over there. That's where my car is parked, actually. I just want to get to see where the fuck the White House is. That's all. Yeah, guys, you're seeing it with your own eyes. No police, no military, no nada. Nothing says, oh my God, we're all gonna die. It's a military takeover. You know, like Mark Passio said, the word government in Latin means to take over the mind. Govern means to take over. Ment means mind. So government really means control of the mind, you know. The government took control of the minds of people. And Scamarona was indeed proof that people are controllable, you know. Like, look what's happening in Gaza. Nobody cares about what's happening in Gaza. Yeah, sure. They might get on Twitter and say, oh my God, somebody, not me, do something. But at the end of the day, nobody's doing anything, man. At the end of the day, nobody's doing anything. Okay. The White House, South, okay. So the White House is over there. Okay, so the White House pretty much is, alright. So just like we thought, the White House is cordoned off. Oh well, it is what it is. It don't bother me. I did my job. So the White House is over there, but they have it cordoned off. Oh well. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if that's the White House, you know, the last thing you want is some crazy person trying to, I don't know, do nigger shit. So I don't blame them. I'll do the same thing too. Especially when you know there are people like Coach Bitspill out there. So, yeah, guys, I'm gonna wrap up this video. As you guys can see, honestly, this whole militarization of DC, federal martial crackdown, martial law, it's all fake and gay, it's all bullshit. I mean, yeah, they have the White House cordoned off, But again, even I myself would do that, you know. So yeah, guys. At the end of the day, dudes, the US government won, not because they're the bestest and greatest. They won simply because 80% of the human population is just dipshit normies or retarded goyim, like I call them. And again, guys, you guys watching this video, please don't sacrifice yourself. Whether it's for a woman, it's for a community, or it's for a country. As MGTOW, you are the elite, you are the aristocracy, you are the ulema, you are the knowledgeable people. Your job is to sacrifice other people. And you guys gotta understand, dudes, like 80% of people on this planet, their lives are totally meaningless, you know? Like the 2 million people who died in Ukraine, the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians that died, does it matter? Other than their fucking immediate family, did the loss of their life have a negative impact on greater humanity? No, it didn't. And this is what I want everybody watching this video to understand. If my life was to come to an end, would the greater humanity suffer? Would it have a setback? You know, only you can answer that question, guys. Like, if you die today, is the greater society outside of your immediate family, is anybody gonna give a flying fuck if you were to die right now? Okay, guys? So your job, my job, is to make our life valuable, and in the process, the 80% of the human population, their lives are worthless. You can use them as cannon fodder all day, every day, you know, build them a memorial, tell them thank you for your service, you know, and they'll be happy with that, you know. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. See you in the next one. Peace.